this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. The sound of heaven touching earth, spirit breakers, break our walls down, spirit breakers, heaven come down. Earth and sky, revival. We want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here, King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high, your glory. Shaking up the earth and sky, revival. Your kingdom here. We wanna see your kingdom here. Spirit break out. Break our walls. The shaking, the spirit moving. Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking, the spirit moving.
Hallelujah.
Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking, the spirit. The shaking, the spirit moving.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking, the spirit moving. Heaven's coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking, the spirit moving. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down.
That's your prayer today. Jesus, would you just lift your hands over this place? Lord Jesus, have have your way.
Spirit, break out.
Have your way in this place. Just worship him all over this place. Lord Jesus, we magnify you. Lord Jesus, have your way in this place.
God, we invite you, Lord, in this place.
Sister Christy is under the weather as well. And we heard a wonderful word from Brother Kellum this morning. And I was reading the word this morning also, and it lines up with what Brother Kellum was teaching. And it was talking about the severity of God. The severity of God will give you a focus. The fear of God will give you something sharp in your mind to stay concentrated on. And there's something that, as I was reading this morning, and we have prayer because we need a touch from our physical body, but we need more than a touch from our physical body at times. We need a heart touch. And I believe God is reaching and speaking to us as a church body. There's individuals that need a heart touch. You're physically fine in your body, but your heart is hurting. Your heart needs something more than normal, more than an average Sunday morning service. And it was this right here that has got my attention. It says, yet some of you are trying to kill me because there's no room in your hearts for my message. This is a time for worship. This is a time for prayer. But God's word is going to go forth this morning. God has a specific word for his people here today. Now, is my heart and my mind open for that word? I need a touch from God. Lord, if my heart is hard, if my heart has been skinned over, if my heart has been distracted by the commercialization of the culture that we live in right now, and I am not letting you touch my heart the way that I need to be touched by you, the way that he intends for me to touch my heart this morning. I want to touch from God the way he intends for my heart to be touched. So I invite you this morning. You're okay physically and body. If you're not, I welcome you to come forward. But if you need a touch from God, because God has a specific word, there's something hindering. There's a wall between you and God's word this morning, and it is our heart. Is my heart open this morning to the word of God? Lord, I don't want to waste an opportunity, Lord. And I pray, Lord, there'd be intercessors that would rise up here in this place at this very moment and pray for the ones whose hearts that need to be touched by you at this very moment. In Jesus' name, Lord, because your message, you have a specific word and a message for your people here today at this very moment, Lord. We want to hear from you. Heaven is coming down right now, Lord. We want to hear from you today in this place. Let's be sensitive to the word and to what God intends to do in this place right here, right now, in Jesus' name.
Take me to the place where your angels never cease to cry. Holy, where the elders bow down and cast all of their crowns.
Touches up and I'm caught in between. I'm in the Lord to fall. Fall on me. I wanna know what it feels like. Heaven touches up and apart. In between, I wanna know what it feels like. Glory of the Lord to fall. Fall on me.
Right where you're at, just connect with someone next to you. Why don't you just pray with somebody? Come on, God's trying to do something in this place. There are needs that are represented, and God has visited us. God is pouring out His Spirit. Come on, why don't we call upon Him right now? Come on, He's trying to take us there. He's trying to take us into the Holy of Holies. He's trying to take us to a new depth, to a new level. Why don't you step out in that? If you have a need, God is in this place. He's here to work. He's here to touch. He's here to restore. Come on. Come on, why don't you let yourself get lost just for a moment in the presence of the Almighty God. Oh, He's here to work. He's here to minister. Whatever you have, whatever heartache, whatever brokenness, God wants to restore. Oh, God, move right now in the name of Jesus. God, let a spirit of faith arise. God, let us know that You're able. God, let us know that You're working. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Take me there.
presence of the Almighty God is here right now. If you have a need, I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I'm just going to ask if there's a need that only you and God knows. I'm going to ask you to lift up your hand right now, right where you're at. There are needs all over this place. I'm not asking you to come forward. But if you don't have your hand raised, look around. We're going to make this place a prayer room just for the next few minutes. Won't you find somebody that has their hand raised, and we're going to connect with them, we're going to pray with them, and we're going to believe that God is going to do something in the supernatural. So as they begin to sing, if you don't have your hand raised, find somebody that had their hand raised. Let's pray and believe. God is in this place. Come on, we have an agenda, but that doesn't matter right now when the Holy Ghost sets foot. So let's begin to pray one more time. Connect with someone one more time. Get out of the aisle one more time. Come on. Don't be limited by the pew right now. Come on. We're okay to step out. We're okay to bear one of each other's burdens right now. We're okay to lift somebody up in prayer. Come on. After you prayed with someone, move on to somebody else. Encourage your brother. Encourage your sister right now. They need a touch from God. You don't know what they're facing. You don't know what they're fighting, but they need an answer to prayer. Lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. God, lift them up in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Pray for each other.
I want to know what it feels like. Heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. I want to know what it feels like. We have the Lord to fall on me. I wanna know what it feels like. Heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. I wanna know what it feels like. Glory of the Lord to fall on me. I wanna know what it feels like. Heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. I wanna know what it feels like. Glory of the Lord to fall on me. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there.
Take me there. Take me there. Take.
God loves each and every one of us. He's in this place today. Just that sweet spirit, that sweet presence, that you can't even describe it. I don't even want to try to describe it. Just for those that know, for those that feel, for those that are here, you know this is the presence of the Almighty God. And He is here. He has done something in this place. He is doing something in this place. Let's just one more time, let's just lift up our hands and let's thank Him for what we feel here. God, I thank You, Lord, for this touch. I thank You, God, for this presence, God, that You would visit us. God, we are unworthy. God, we are flesh. We are ugly, God, but yet You loved us. God, You chose to visit us here today. We thank You, God, for Your presence. We thank You, God, for what we feel here today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Struggling with what to do now. I don't want to mess up what God is doing. Because I believe God is doing something, and the last thing I want to do is get in the way of what God is doing. So I think what I'm going to do is give a very shortened version of what I feel. Just cut out all the fluff, which probably most of you would prefer I do most Sundays anyways. But just get to the heart of what I felt like God was trying to say today and get out of the way. And then if we have another great move of God, I would receive that and we will let God do what He wants to do. But I don't want to get back into the routine of an agenda after a touch like that. So I'm going to skip ahead and we'll hit offering announcements after I finish. But we want to turn our attention to Psalms 46:10. And actually, singers, can you just hang out? You can sit. I mean, tonight, today. But I don't know. We'll see. Don't hold me to a time, though, because I'll probably get lengthy. But I just feel like God is just here, and I don't want to mess up the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost in this place. So Psalms 46:10, one verse today, and I think it's perfect for how we feel right now. But Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth." When you got trials, when you got struggles, when you got fear, when you got doubt, when you got heartache, when you're sick, when you're overwhelmed, when your family's falling apart, when you don't have enough money in the bank, when you just have trials and troubles, be still and know that He is God. He will be exalted in the heavens. He will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that He is God. Be still. Don't try and fix it. Don't try and solve it. Just resign to the fact that He is God and He knows what He is doing. I am God and I see You. I know what you're struggling with. I see You. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Receive that right now. I don't know who that's for. That's God's word. That's not my word. That's not man's word. I don't want to I don't want to mess with. I don't want to spoil the word of God, but somebody needs to receive that he is God, that he is on the throne, that he reigns. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Psalms 56:9 says, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me. Psalms 135:5 says, for I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. It doesn't matter what you feel today. It doesn't matter what your eyes are telling you. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care if the doctor's report says it's bad. I don't care if they haven't given you any hope. That doesn't matter. I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. I know that today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name. I praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It does not matter what you think. It does not matter what you feel. It does not matter what you see. You see the smallest piece of your life. You see the smallest plan. You can only see through your jaded eyes, through your perspective. But God sees everything. God sees every angle. God knows exactly what he's doing. It doesn't matter what your sight tells you today. Your feelings will lie to you. Jeremiah tells us that the heart is deceitfully wicked. No man can know it. Proverbs says that the workings of a man seemeth right unto him, but they are the way unto destruction. It doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter what you see. It matters what you know. And today, I think we just need to know that he is God. To know that he is the rod and the staff that comforts thee. To know that he is the lily of the valley. To know that he is God. That's what I know today. There's many things I do not know, but I know that God is on the throne. I know it. I know that you've been cheated. I know you feel left alone. I know you have every reason in the world to fear. You have every reason to doubt. You have every reason to just be discouraged. But I don't care about those things. God doesn't care. Your feelings are irrelevant to God. Be still and know that I am God. That's enough to get you through whatever you face.
Yes.
Whatever storm, whatever mountain, whatever debt, whatever relationship, whatever sickness, whatever junk the enemy throws at you, know that God is for you. Whatever you're facing, realize, just for a moment, step outside of yourself and realize that on this Sunday, this December Sunday, God chose to visit us in little old Sandwich, Illinois. No one else in the world could care about Sandwich, Illinois. We're just a town of 7,500 people. We're minor. We're insignificant. We're in the shadow of Chicago. That's what people care about when they think about Illinois. But God, he saw each and every one of us. He cares for each and every one of us. He chose to come into this place today for whatever needs you have to remind you that he is God, that he is on the throne, that he is fighting your battles. I'm all over the place and I don't know what's up from down, but I know, and I know the title of today is Hold On to What You Know. And somebody needs to hold on to what you know. If you feel like you don't have enough, I am just picking and pulling verses. Alex, if you're following with me, just throw these verses as I go. But this is God's word, and I don't want to leave out God's word. Psalm 6:26 says, behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? What of you taking one thought can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not that much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Just know your worry, your fear, you trying to fix it, you trying to solve the problem for God, you trying to just help God out. What? You can't add one cubit to your stature. You can't do one thing. You're not able. But God is able, and I know that he is able. Man, man, God is good.
God is so good. God is so, so, so good. I know we sang today, Sister Davis sang, our God is awesome. We use that word loosely. That taco was awesome. That burrito was awesome. Man, that night was awesome. The kids did awesome last night. All those things are true. But when you compare them to the awesomeness of
and I don't know really where to go, and I feel like God's, I don't want to take away from anything that God has done today. I really don't, and I believe that the scripture, the word, I believe God wanted to give his word, not my word, his word today. I just want to read those couple of verses one more time. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I believe we love God. I believe we are called according to his purpose, and so we know that all things work together for good. Psalms 56:9, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. When we cry, then the enemies get afraid, because they know, and I know, God, or this I know, for God is for me. Psalms 135:5, for I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. So I'm going to do something out of the ordinary. We're just going to leave it at that. But as we close, I want us to just connect with somebody. I don't want anybody to not be touching someone, even our ushers in the back. Just connect with somebody, and we're going to close in prayer, and we're going to receive the word that God has given us today, that he is still God, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that he's God. So won't you connect with someone? Just get with someone right where you're at, and let's pray and receive this word today.
In Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you, Jesus, for what we experienced. God, you are truly in this place. God, you truly did something in the supernatural today. God, I thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. I thank you, God, Lord, for choosing us. God, for bringing us through some trouble, some difficulties, some trials today. God, you've worked in this place. You've been here. You've been here. God, I pray, go with us. I pray, Lord, be with us this week. God, help us to receive that, to know that you are God, to know that you fight our battles, to know that you are still on the throne, and you are above all other gods. God, there are no other gods beside you. God, there are no other gods above you, Jesus. No, not one, but the Holy One of Israel. But God Almighty, the God, my Savior and my King, I trust you. I praise you. I lift you up. I honor you today. I magnify you today. I lift you up in this place. God, you are here for us. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. God, we thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
God, we welcome you here. God, we welcome you. Have your way. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. God, I praise you right now. God, I praise you right now. God, we worship you. God, we love you.
If there's someone today that still feels like I need prayer, I need a specific thing that God hasn't done yet and I still would like prayer, I'm going to open up. Just, I'm not asking you to come forward, but if you would like prayer, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and I want some of us, if you're a lady, we'll send our ladies. If you're a man, we'll send our men. And I believe God's still working in this place. So if someone has a special need, we want to pray with you. I'm going to open it up. Does anybody want to lift their hand and say they have a special need they'd like us to pray? Nobody has to, but if you need something today, don't miss an opportunity when the presence of God is in this place. Amen. 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 The jar, and some of our men, Brother Mike, if some of our men could get back there with Brother Mike, we're going to pray with Brother Mike, and as we pray with Brother Mike, we do want to lift up our jar. Thank you, Sister Darlene. Let's take a special moment with what God is doing and pray for our lost loved ones, those prodigals that are not here that should be here. Let's lift up Brother Mike. Let's lift up these names in prayer right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, touch our lost.
what do you say, but God is good.
Amen. Amen. Anything else? I mean, the time is right. The water is stirred. God has been in this place and visited us today. Amen. As we close, for any other, let's open up the spoken word. They may not be here today. Sister Teresa, or not Sister Christy, and Brother Day, Sister Joella's husband, Brother Span. Any other needs? Now is a good time just to put them before God. Brother or Sister Come. Well, as we close today, God has spoken and God has visited us. Let's present these needs to Him, knowing that He hears and knowing that He's able to touch. In Jesus' name, God, You've done what You desire to do in this place. Now, we ask one more thing. We present these needs across the entire sanctuary to You. Hear the needs of Your children, God. Our faith has been lifted. We believe we've experienced what we've felt today. We know that You're here. We know that You're touching. We know that You're sensitive to our prayers. So I pray You touch these needs, God. Touch the Adkins family. Touch Johnny. God, we believe that You can do a miracle. We believe that You can reach where cancer has deteriorated, where chemo has broken him down. God, You can work and restore. God, we lift up Julie right now. We lift up our sister in prayer, God. Let her feel strength. Let her feel restoration. Let her feel encouragement in the Holy Ghost to know that she is not alone, to know that there is a church that is praying and believing, that there's a family that is lifting her up right now. I pray for each one of these needs, God. Just do the work, God. Restore where healing is needed. Touch Teresa. Touch her liver. God, touch that situation. God, touch Dwayne Lewis. God, You know all these difficult in our mind needs, God, but to You, these needs are simple. These needs are basic. God, Your hand is not short to reach and to touch every one of these needs today. You are a healer. You are a provider. God, You provide clarity and direction. Jesus, You do the work. You do it today. God, we know that You will do it. We hold on to that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Why don't we thank Him today for what He's done in this place? Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Before we're dismissed, if the ushers want to go ahead and be prepared to take up today's tithe and offering. We'll dismiss with offering and announcements. But a few announcements. We will have prayer tonight here at 6 p.m. for those that are able to come. I believe God is going to visit this place. This coming Saturday, we will be going Christmas caroling to two different retirement facilities. We're meeting at the church here at 4:30. So we'll sing at two different places, and then we'll come back for some time of refreshments and fellowship. So you don't have to be a good singer. You don't have to be an okay singer. You could be a bad singer and come sing caroling. I will be there, so if that helps. So everyone is invited just for a time to be out. And if you came to Cake last night, you got to see that one of their acts of kindness was going to a nursing home, and you got to see how positive it was when they did that. So we will have the same experience next Saturday. And looking ahead to Sunday the 22nd, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, we'll have our Christmas service here. And so we're going to do things similar but different. At 10 a.m., we will not have Sunday school. We won't have a service in here. Oh, We're okay. Sorry to distract everybody. We will have fellowship downstairs, and we'll have coffee. We'll have Christmassy treats. We'll have just a time of Christmas fellowship that Sunday, the 22nd, and then we will have our main service here at 11 o'clock. So please plan on being here for that. Even if you can't sometimes always make it, just make time. Invite a loved one. It's going to be a casual coffee and treat morning. So invite them. And then for our main service, we will have some of our kids singing a few of the songs they did last night, and we'll have some Christmas songs, and it'll just be a good time of fellowship as we enter into the week of Christmas. So make plans to be here the 22nd. And I did want to welcome my good friends, my dear friends, Casey and Jacqueline Bellman. Make sure, if you haven't got a chance to meet them today, shake their hands, hug their neck, tell them you love them, and anything else you do. Jacqueline likes to hug. Casey, probably a handshake. but they are good friends of ours. I'm so glad that they're here today. And then I think that's it. Okay, isn't God good? Wasn't that good? That was different, but man, I love it. I love what God's doing. Brother Mike, if you want to pray over the offering as we're dismissed, and you can give offering and fellowship today.